Coach's Insight program's continuing here one final time this week. Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined now by JC and football coach Jeff Schneider, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers have had a fantastic season to this point. Co-NEKL champs, a 7-1 regular season, now getting set for Troy in the first round of the 1A playoffs. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But coach, closed out the regular season, big win at Mission Valley last week, 68-7. How impressed were you with your team's performance?
I thought we played very well. From an offensive standpoint, we got the fourth down one time. We were able to be very effective with down and distance throughout the entire night. Defense, I thought we played really well. Got them to three on the third and fourth possession. We were able to get interceptions and shorten the field that way too. So, got on them right away, which is one of the things we talked about doing. Want to make sure we're pretty good out of the gates. And the Mission Valley was missing a few players, that sort of thing. We've walked that mile before in some capacity as well. We just wanted to make sure that we were playing well on our end and executing, and I thought we did a nice job that way.
Still a lot to play for with the playoffs beginning here this week, but in terms of just the regular season, you guys getting a piece of the NEKL title, and you knew what you had coming back, a lot of senior leadership and plenty of talent that had all-league recognition a year ago and have been multi-year starters. Was the expectation to have kind of a regular season like this, or did anything kind of jump out or maybe even surprise you a little bit?
Well, the hope is there. We try not to look too far ahead, but we know we had a lot of players, looking at our senior class, a lot of players that had been playing over the last several years and had a lot of on teams that had a lot of success. So, you hope for that, but you know that it's got to be earned. The thing that we try to do each year is try to improve the individual, which in turn improves the team. And I thought some of our guys, in particular, of our senior class, did a tremendous job in leadership. They really embraced the role. And I thought that's really helped guide our team, through your chemistry, helps your younger players develop, those sort of things. And then I think from top to bottom on our roster, we've been able to document and see development, seeing it practice, seeing on films. We had guys that have been good players for us, but continue to improve and grow in their roles. So that was vital to our success this year. In the process of that, we hope we've developed some of our younger guys, because they're going to be taking that mantle here, in upcoming season. So I've just been very, very proud of our guys, very pleased with their efforts over our summer, with our camps. Practice is a lot of fun. I mean, that's vital. You got a lot of time spent in your practice. I think our guys have a good time together on the field. I think they have a good time together off the field, do a lot of team activities. So, chemistry's been good, leadership's been good, and if you play hard, hopeful for success, and we were able to achieve some of that.
You guys bounced back in a big way after taking that lone loss to St. Mary's, the defending champs, a few weeks ago in week number 6. What would you say you learned about your team after that loss?
Well, St. Mary's got on us early. That's one of the things we talked about. We had a couple blown plays early. They were able to take advantage, and like I said, I thought we competed well against them, but we ran a hole on people. We want to do that to others. Kind of take them out of their game plan. And I thought we've done that over the last several weeks. It's a thing where, I pointed out in this last game against Mission Valley, the score, obviously very lopsided in our regard, but I pulled about a dozen plays up on that game as well and just said, here's where we need to do better. Here's where we can improve. And, the room gets a little quiet whenever you're excited about the win, but the room gets a little quiet when you're looking at some of that and thinking you got away with a few things. So being a veteran team like we are, I think that's been vital to our growth and development, and I think our guys embrace that. I think they want to be challenged, they want to be coached, and they want to be pushed to be their best. So it's a wonderful group to coach this year. I've really enjoyed them. A
couple more minutes here with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Well, let's talk about the opening round playoff matchup with Troy on Friday night. It's a ball game you can hear right here on Care 93.7. A Trojans team certainly familiar with, have played a lot since the early 2000s. Obviously going to be league mates here in the next season once they join the NEKL. But a team that finished 4-4, they're a little more pass heavy. Always been kind of that way. Lost a lot of talent from last year. But when you put this team on film here in 2023, the challenges that they can present to you guys this week.
Oh, absolutely. First, I know they're very well coached. Coach Jasper and I go back a long ways. Played against each other in high school. We have coaches against each other in other sports. Coached each other, like I said, multiple years across the districts here at 1A. Seen him in the playoffs and seen him in regular season. His offense is very good, very pass-heavy, like you said. But the goal for him is really good. They get their best athletes in space. And if you look at if imitation is the best form of flattery, then a couple years back I needed to gas up our passing game, and the first thing I did was pull up some of his films and try to figure out what some of the concepts were and implement them into our own. So, you know, the big thing for us is we're going to have to play get a little pressure up on with the front on the passer, and then try to make sure we cover. You got to keep your eyes out of the backfield on the back end, and then open field tackling. You know, it's been kind of a rainy, wet week, and you know, falling or slipping is not an excuse, and neither is a missed tackle because the uniform's slick. So a lot of problems posed, obviously.
What's the one thing that concerns you the most about what they might be able to do?
Well, their offense, like I said, you get your best playmakers in space, and you can hit a home run good with the ball in their hands, and you know that makes it every play matters. You got to make sure you're sound fundamentally tackling one on one every play, and they have some good athletes, so you know, quick at the receiver position, they keep you off balance with some of their run game, and then again he will you know get them in space, motion, formation, whatever it takes. The thing I've learned about coaching against Derek is he's going to throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks to make sure it's going to get his team the best opportunity. And like I said, they're well coached. He does a great job.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for the playoff matchup on Friday night.
Got to be fundamentally sound. Like I said, tackle in the open field. But just do your assignment. Know the game plan. Do your assignment. We've been doing well with that the last several weeks. But these guys, you know, they pose a lot more motion, a lot more formation, so a lot more recognition on our part. Got to do a good job of that. And if the field is slick, like we're thinking it could be, got to make sure that you take care of the football.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider, one final time, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers have had a great year. See if they can make a big playoff run. It starts on Friday night as they take on the Troy Trojans, a ball game you can hear on KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, we appreciate all your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the playoff run.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.